Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kadira, and you're back on the Articulate Bitch podcast. It's really been a minute, and I'm so sorry. You know, like, I'm trying to be more consistent with my podcast and my YouTube videos, but a lot of shit been going on, especially during the month of July. Obviously, my birthday was July 4th, so I was just trying to, like, get my birthday celebration together, which was such a flop. Like, nobody showed up for me. One homegirl showed up for me, and she's not even that close to me. So I was shocked. But, you know, my other best friend, she took me out the day before, a couple days before my birthday, and I really appreciated that. But on top of my birthday, I've just been overwhelming myself with so many of my ambitions because I'm trying to open my shop next year. I'm quitting my job, which is like a big step for me as a single mom. Because I'm worried a little bit on how I'm going to provide. But anyways, this whole summer has been about planning. And now it's finally August and I'm done planning and it's time to execute for the remainder of the year. So I do have a little bit of winding time. Also, I haven't gotten any in a long time. So usually when I haven't, I talk my shit. And today's podcast is going to definitely be about relationships and sex and where I'm at mentally at this point in my life. So you're probably wondering, like, why does she name this Anything for the D? The reason why I named this Anything for the D is because I honestly feel like I was on that type of timing for a very long while. I feel like I had just had a baby. I was really, not really insecure, but I was insecure about my body because I had a C-section. I was insecure about my weight. I was insecure if I still looked the same, if I was still as bad. And so, like, I kind of just wanted any guy to show me some type of attention and, like, really, really play house with me. And so when I got that, I was like, all right, cool. Like, this is cool. Like, he's about to be my end-all, be-all until I'm successful. Like, fuck it. I'ma just date an ugly nigga and let an ugly nigga amp me until I'm ready to be a poppin' bitch again after this post-mom body shit. But then I have realized, like, why am I, like, acting this pressed for some dick? Like, do niggas know who the fuck I am? So, like, I kind of, like, got my confidence back. Kind of started to feel myself. Weight was coming off prior to, I want to say, like, early this year, January. And I started, like, fishing for men that I felt were on my level. So I kind of cut off the ugly nigga that amped me. And I kind of started fucking with pretty niggas. And pretty niggas are just stimulating because they look good at first. But once they start talking, they're kind of like, eh. So I'm just like, all right, he's cute. He's cute. Take me on a date. Let's go back to your home. Let's play house, eat, watch movies, talk, blah, 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 whatever. Like, I was on that type of timing for a good 6 months. And basically, I was willing to do anything for the D. Like, I literally took off work one day. Like, it was just crazy because I just wanted some type of male affection. And so I kind of like that. I went through that stage. I don't even know if that's a whole phase, like I mentioned in my previous podcast. But I kind of feel like it was like a little, snippet of a whole phase that I'm obviously over. Because now it's August and I feel like I'm not about to be acting that pressed or some fucking attention from any guy anymore. Like, I'm really on the type of timing where I'm not itching to be in a committed relationship. I'm not itching for somebody to show me that I'm bad or that they want me. Like, I'm back to my normal self where I only like myself. Like, I love myself. I'm attracted to myself. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm noticing that a lot of my friends, they're just like so devoted to being this happy young couple. And I'm just like, who the fuck wants to be cuffed at 23? And like, I get it. People definitely want love. It's a natural human thing. Obviously, shit, I want the same thing too. I just don't want it now. I feel like I'm attracted to everybody that I'm just loving the process of weaning niggas out. And I don't want the perfect nigga to come right now. It's just not the perfect timing. And so I feel like I'm on a different mental level. Like, I went from doing anything for the D, anything for a male's affection, anything for a hug, a kiss. Like, and I'm not saying anything like some crazy shit. I'm saying, like, I was on the type of timing where I would take off work just to go spend time with a guy I liked. Like, who does that? That's some desperate shit. Like, I would fucking, you know, like, just take extra time out of my day to just get a hug from somebody. And granted, like, a lot of them were like, you know, like, I don't want to say A1, because money doesn't always make you A1, but, like, some of them were rappers, some of them were, you know, working people, but I just wanted to do anything just for a guy to show me attention, not for the actual D. I didn't fuck any of them. So, like, I'm 100% past that stage, and basically, now that I'm 23, I feel like I'm not having sex with anybody. Anybody that can't pay my bills, no, on some real shit, I'm not giving up homes. Like, on top of that, I just feel like it's a waste of time. A lot of these guys don't know how to fuck you right anyway. Why waste your time? You know, I feel like as an adult, you're just supposed to date at this point. Casual sex here and there, but mostly dating. Mostly weaning out what you like and what you don't like. So when I do see my friends or family members cuffed and committed at 20 fucking 3, I'm just like, bruh, get your life. There's other bitches out there. There's other niggas out there. There's other people out there that you can fucking be missing out on because you're so focused on being IG goals. Like, chill the fuck out. And even, like, one of my old friends, like, me and her stopped speaking, and apparently all of a sudden she's happy and engaged, and I'm like, bitch, do you even love yourself? Like, that should be the main thing. Like, do you love yourself? Do you really know what it means to love yourself? Loving yourself is not saying, oh, I'm okay with myself. Loving yourself is really loving who you are inside and out, how you think, and all your flaws. And so I feel like I'm at an old, mature level. It's so scary that I'm on some, if we have sex, it's because I want to. If I want to fuck with you, it's because I want to. It's not because I'm, like, needy for you. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people want to fuck with somebody just to say they did it. And I'm on some type of shit where it's like, I wanted the dick, so I got it. Not on some, you know, it was around, so it's my only option type of shit. But nevertheless, I just feel like whoever's listening, if you're 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, there's no reason why you should be cuffing anybody. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm biased. Like I said, you're probably not going to listen to me because I'm already committed to a whole person, which is my child. But I don't feel like anybody my age should be committed to a whole other adult because it's just going to distract you from who you actually are. And even if it's not, I still say don't let that person be your end all be all. Gain some independence. You have your own apartment. Make that nigga go home at night. You know what I'm saying? Keep that detachment a little bit. Because you never know where people will fuck up. You never know, even if it doesn't fuck up, you never know how you will start to feel in a couple of months. And so I just really wanted to share my thoughts on how it feels to be like an official adult. Oh my gosh. Like, for me to even sit here and be like, yo, I don't want the dick, to me that's mad mature. Because I don't think people know how horny females get versus men, especially women my age. And so I feel like if you know the actual mathematical, scientific, like, research behind why women love sex just as much as men or maybe more, then you'll realize how motherfucking mature I'm being right now. Because I was on some rabid shit, like, just ready to cuff and fake date and play house with anybody. Like I said, anything for the D. And now I'm on some very selective with the dick I choose. I've always been selective, but majorly selective. Like, I'm not fucking you until I know, like, you're perfect for me. And I just feel like, not to say that's more of an adult thing, but because you can have sex with somebody on the first time if you want to as an adult and still be very mature in my eyes. But what I'm saying is, like, I ain't fiending to be couple goals. I ain't fiending to not be couple goals. I'm just being me. And I'm being sexually free. And it just feels so, so, so mature. So, you know, that's all I gotta say for tonight. In addition to that, I just wanna say, like, relationships are not, you know, what women should end for. Because I feel like as a woman, we are, like, kind of told to either be a mother or a wife. And so just know that that's not your only two options in life for you to feel fulfilled as a person. You can be whoever the fuck you want to be and still be a wholehearted woman and fulfilled. And, like, you don't have to have kids and have a husband to feel complete. So anyways, that's the end of this podcast today. I'll come back for sure next week with a new YouTube video and a podcast. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Bella Guns, BellaGunz. Also, make sure you shop my last line at mint.co, mint with an E at the end. And my last website is mintlashco.com. Bye.